Here's a thought about predictability. In a chess game, what happens when both players see the inevitability of the outcome? They throw in the towel. They quit the game. There's no use playing it if the outcome is perfectly predictable. Well, I kind of feel that way about certain television shows and movies. Once the plot becomes predictable, I lose interest, and the entire thing seems to be somewhat cliched or hackneyed. Doesn't it make sense that this same idea is going to pertain to photography as well? We're not immune from the predictability problem. For example, the minute I see a portfolio from, say, Yosemite, and the first few images are perfectly predictable, I find my motivation for viewing the rest of the portfolio diminishes. When I know what I'm about to see, I lose some of the momentum in proceeding through the rest of the project, or book, or exhibition in a gallery. Predictability is not a virtue in artwork. The opposite of that isn't necessarily good either, and that is to say, to be avant-garde for the sake of being avant-garde. The trick is to find, somehow, the middle ground, where we're exploring a familiar subject, but not doing so in a predictable way. Perhaps the very best example I can give of this is Oliver Galliani. He told me a story about going to Yosemite to participate as an instructor in an Ansel Adams workshop. And he had anticipated all kinds of interesting landscape possibilities. But when he got there, what fascinated him was not the landscape, not nature's pristine beauty, but rather the patches that the Forest Service had created in all the camping tents. That evidently the bears come into Yosemite and they tear through the tents to try to find food and whatnot. And those tents have to be repaired, and so the Forest Service would use all kinds of repairing, patching materials, glue, etc., which created these very interesting abstract shapes and patterns. And that's Oliver Galliani's project of photographing Yosemite. It wasn't the waterfalls and the big rocks, but the tent patches. What a fascinating and unpredictable way to photograph in Yosemite. Admittedly, that may be an extreme example of not photographing the obvious, but it illustrates the point. If Oliver Galliani had come back from Yosemite with pictures of Vernal Falls and the Merced River and El Capitan and the famous view from Wawona Point, they probably would not have been very memorable photographs because we've seen them 1,000 times before and they're perfectly predictable. Finding your own voice, finding your own vision, finding the way you see a place may or may not lead to predictability, but if it does, that's when I start questioning whether or not I want to make those pictures. Sometimes I do just because it's fun and why not. As long as I'm there, photograph the cliches and sort of get them out of my system. But it's what I find after the cliches, after the predictable ones that become the important part of trying to be a creative photographer. I know I'm not alone in this because I've talked about this with other photographers, but whenever I land someplace where other photographers have done really great work, that's all I can see. They're burned into my brain. What I have to do is work past those predictable ones before I can start doing my own work. And before that point, all I'm going to end up with are images like the chess game where you just want to concede, throw in the towel, and say, okay, nothing to see here, let's move on. I can't not take the predictable ones, because if I do, they haunt me when I'm there photographing. Around every corner, I see more predictable images. So what I have to do is photograph them so that I can let go of them and move beyond the predictable. And if I'm lucky and sensitive and observant, I might end up with something that'll not only be worth photographing, but possibly worth sharing with other people.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.